author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
China has sold Americans a dazzling array of counterfeits and forgeries, including copyrighted books, music, and expensive fashion apparel. But much more dangerous is the tainted food that China sells us. The China Bee Products Association claims that half of all honey sold in China is fake. Chinese baby milk killed Chinese babies after melamine was added to conceal the milk's low protein count. China tops the list of countries with tainted products. There are some U.S. inspections in China, but they surely are not what we are used to in the United States. Even our pets are in danger. Mysterious canine illnesses and deaths have been linked to jerky treats from China, and two manufacturers pulled leading brands off their shelves. Federal officials said the current outbreak sickened 3,000 dogs and 10 cats and killed about 600 canines. China's latest venture into deception is collecting empty bottles of genuine alcohol, refilling them with a cheap substitute, such as antifreeze, from who knows where, and then reselling this counterfeit alcohol to popular bars and restaurants in Beijing. The police discovered 37,000 bottles of this fake alcohol ready to be delivered. An expert on Chinese health at the Council on Foreign Relations, Yang Zhang Huang, explained that the big difference between Chinese and U.S. medicine safety is this. U.S. vaccines are kept safe by supporting institutions such as the market economy, democracy, media monitoring, civil society, and the business ethics code, plus inspections and regulations, severe punishment for violators, and lawsuits by trial lawyers. Communist China does not tolerate any of these safety precautions.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation cubed.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
War Sport introduces the LVOA-AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French. Shall not be in French.
Shall not be in French. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
As we roll into the third hour on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Been doing a little, having a little back and forth with the boss, John Stattmiller, El Capitan at Republic Broadcast Network, host of the National Intel Report. Are you still there, sir?
I appreciate you having me on, Bill.
Where were we? Where were we before I had to crassly interrupt you?
Talking about the network structure, so on and so forth, and cost. Look, let me wrap this up so I can get out of here. You can continue with your show. We're doing a most important pledge drive for the network to raise much-needed funds, and I've got about 4 or 5 days in which to do this. If you go to the website, click on that slider at the top, RBN Pledge Drive, RBN Monthly Expenses. Do you know of anybody else that puts their information like that out on Jump Street? now the entire world knows what it cost me to run this network. So, seeing as how we were hacked, we had some problems with advertisers dropping. You and I have had lengthy discussions, expanding out the network, getting more radio stations. That's really the key. We got wonderful programming that people need to hear. And I'll take care of the expansion of the network. But for right now, we've got to do this pledge drive. So I'm asking people. When I did my show yesterday, I kicked it off. I'm on the air, and my secretary tiptoes in the broadcast room and hands me a donation sheet. The first donation that came in was $2,000. That's a pretty good donation. And we appreciate that. I've asked people to take a look at that list of what it our cost is on the monthly expense and pick out a bill and pay it. Well, evidently, that person did exactly that. But I've got to raise that $49,000 in 4 or 5 days max, pay rent on the office, keep the servers up and online, fees. It's all there to look at. So I'm asking people, and this is the last pledge drive, Mr. Frady, that I ever want to do. As we discussed structure and what I plan to do and how I'm going to do it to expand us out and get great programming like you have on more radio stations. There are a lot of people in this country that are very, very interested in the Second Amendment, what they're doing, how they're grabbing, registering the guns for eventual confiscation. All of this is most important. So I'm asking people, what can you do? Can you do $1,000? Can you do $1,500? You know, Bill, I have this little fantasy that goes through my head that we have some people that listen to this network that may not have ever donated and that are better off than a lot of us are to say, you know what? I believe in what these people are doing. Let me write a check. If somebody writes a check for $49,000 this morning, this pledge drive ends right now. But you see where I'm going with this.
Yes,
so I want to the structure and the plans for this network for, into the future is to not ever have to do another pledge drive. And keeping those costs down for the network and strategically planning and then moving forward, this is going to be a wonderful thing. This is a high-stakes poker game that we're playing right now. What's at stake? Freedom, liberty, our form of government? Well, not what you're seeing right now. I'm talking about the original. Not this new democracy that we're looking at, and a president that can sign executive orders and basically run over Congress. He has become a master, and he says, all I need is a pen and a phone, and here we go. People are really upset. They have no place really to get their source of information except for places like this. And as we grow, the one thing, Bill, longer term, that's going to save us, restore us, I don't want to see a second American Revolution, and I'm sure you don't either. You've been in battle. You know what it looks like. Turning people into human confetti is not a very cool thing. So, point being, we can do not a revolution. Well, we had a Ron Paul revolution. That kind of was a love-olution, but I'm talking more of a restoration. We were once, and we can be again. The only way that this is going to happen, inform the people. You cannot move forward if you don't know what the problems are and you can't identify them. That's why this network is so unique. This is what you're not going to get on Sean Hannity with his 500 radio stations or Rush Limbaugh with just about the same. If I had Sean Hannity's program for 3 hours in one day talking to 500 radio stations, I guarantee you, the following day, things would start to hop rather quickly.
So I've always thought the audience is an integrated part of any radio show, because otherwise it's just me or you sitting in a cool-looking room talking into a big stick into this exercise of vanity. And this is sort of a chance for the unique RBN audience to become more integrated to the unique network that is Republic, isn't it?
And I'll say this again. We have the smartest people out there. And how did they get their education? They didn't get it in school. They didn't get it in college. A lot of people, Bill, and I swear to God, I get these calls on my program. I've been listening to your network for 6 months, or I've been listening to it for a year. You have changed my life. That's astounding. I am just absolutely blown away. So we want a bigger family out there. The differences, the political ideologies, all of that stuff aside, our country's going down. I've interviewed some of the brightest minds in the world on my program talking about economics and structure and what's happening. This ship is taking on water. The ship of state is going down. It's got a definite tilt to it here. It's got a definite list. We can change this. We can slow it down, minimize it, and seek to change it. But the only way that you're going to be able to do that, Bill, is to have educated people. It's like if you hear a tick under your hood. Do I hear something? Is my engine doing something? Well, you may think you know what it is. You're not a mechanic. So what do? You take your car to a mechanic. You got a problem? You need a fix. Well, if the mechanic looks at the car and inspects it, you expect him. Well, a guy knows his business. He's going to find a problem. It'll get fixed. But what if that mechanic can't properly identify? You got a ticking sound in your engine and a guy's putting muffler bearings on your car. If you don't know what the problem is, how can you ever go about fixing it, coming up with a different solution to the problem? And too many people, they did the 100-year Van Winkle. Talk about money. Federal Reserve System. It's been around for 100 years. Our dollar's worth 2 cents. It's lost 98% of its purchasing power when the actual job of the Federal Reserve, their number one job, they said, was to provide a stable currency. Well, how's that worked out for us? There's been 566 different fiat currencies, and they have all gone by the wayside. And there has never been one fiat currency that's lasted more than 100 years. Guess what's coming up in a couple of months, Bill? The 100th anniversary of our wonderful Federal Reserve. People don't understand money. They don't understand how it works, what it does, the damage. So, again, the people who listen to this network know what the real core problems are.
Hang on again, John. We're going into the first break on the hour. If you want to hang on, do it again. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back on a, that sounded smooth, didn't it? On a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. That is 1-800-313-9443. Having a chat with the boss at RBN, John Statmiller, talking about the network and asking for your help. Yes, sir. You still there?
Yes, sir. Well, I guess what this comes down to, Bill, you know, who's out there that's going to help facilitate the changes? It's going to be the educated ones. So I'm going to ask people to make an investment for themselves, for all of us, for our country. We need to continue, need to expand, need to motivate, educate. And I'm asking people to call the network or blow the blow the phones off at the network. Sam will appreciate that up there, right, Sam? 800-724-2719. And when they call in, they can just simply make a donation. They can use a credit card if they'd like, if they would like to make a pledge, and do it by mail. I will certainly give you the address here. We're located down here in Round Rock, Texas. And you can just simply mail a donation, check, money order. FRNs wrapped in foil, we don't care. People have asked me, what's the tin foil for? Not to put on my head. No, it's to keep the prying eyes of the postal workers away from the cash. At any rate, you can send a donation to the network. Just simply address it. You folks have pen, round, round, or ready, right? RBN 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, that's two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Somebody asked me the other day, Round Rock, why is it called Round Rock? There's actually a round rock and a river on the Chisholm Trail, and when it came up to a certain level, they couldn't do the drives across the river because it'd sweep their cattle down. Hey, just a little bit of history. At any rate, didn't get the address, driving in the car right now? Okay. Just hit the donation button on republicbroadcasting.org, and it will give you our address. Or you can just simply make a donation. We have PayPal, Visa. You can make a donation. And what I'm literally asking you to do, what is your future worth? Have children? What are we going to leave them? When I was raised, Bill, I was raised to always believe and do this. Always leave something better than what you found it. We're in a whole lot of trouble right now, and we need good minds to get in gear and start making that difference. And again, the only way that that's going to happen is through educated people. So you can make a credit card donation. You can send your donation to the network by mail, or you can go online, republicbroadcasting.org, hit the donation button on the top tab there, right under, because you can handle the truth. And we're going to continue. I mean, my God, if I get a phone call today that says, hey, you know, I believe in what you guys are doing, I've got money, here you go. This pledge drive will end today. But if not, we'll carry it out until we collect that 49 grand, and I'm not going to do another pledge drive, and the infrastructure of this network will be built out at no additional cost, by the way, on the overhead of the network. So it is there. It is a platform that's been functioning for 10 years, literally changing people's lives, and we're asking for you to make an investment in not only your future, but all of us and generations yet to come. It's a high-stakes poker game. Look what's at stake. And I'm not folding my hand, and I'm not walking away from the table. The job is just beginning.
Roger that. One thing you haven't mentioned is why it is important that we stay afloat at this moment, what you have assembled at RBN at this particular moment in time that would really provide informational dividends to our audience.
Rephrase question, please.
Well, I mean, you brought on Ben Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got Mike the Man Rivero. Then you got you. It's like an informational archive that constantly evolves within itself, that keeps up with everything but the subterfuge that the mainstream media puts out. What do you think of Phil Robertson being fired from Duck Dynasty? You know, that kind of thing.
You know, it's fascinating. The information, look at it this way. The best analogy at wee hours of the morning here, I usually get up at about 9 o'clock in the morning because I work into the evenings. But look at it this way. The best analogy that I can come up with is if you listen to Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity, great entertainers, but pretty much that's what you're getting. It's like sipping on a straw. This network, with the hosts that you're mentioning, You, Tom Lacavera that follows your show, Ben Swan. Ben Swan, by the way, if I've got a... Do you have to kick me off anytime soon?
Well, you know, I'm just talking. It's talk radio.
and we're both talk show hosts.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's why we're here. Okay. Yeah, Ben Swan, very interesting. I interviewed him about a year ago on the National Intel Report. And because he was storming the Internet. Who is this guy that's on a Fox affiliate in Cincinnati, Ohio, and he's doing reality checks that are ending up on YouTube, and they're garnering hundreds of thousands of hits. I'm looking at this, and I thought, you know what? I need to talk to this guy. He's talking about drones. He's talking about the Federal Reserve. And this was on a local Cincinnati TV station. I got him on the air. Great guy, young man, handsome guy. Family man, five children. He is on my program, and I made him a bet. I said, where are you at in the marketplace? He said, we're last. And I said, you continue to do your reality check and anchor news down at that TV station. I'll guarantee you, within a year, you'll be in the number one spot. Well, it didn't take a year. I think it was less than 6 months. People were gravitating to that. They were hearing straight news reported, and they were responding. Well, contract time came up, and they were going to renew them, but they had a few suggestions. You know, Ben, we'd like you to do more covering the Cincinnati events, Chamber of Commerce or City Commission. And he asked him, he says, you can have other reporters do that. He says, what type of programming is drawing the viewers in to the station? Well, the answer was obvious, and they knew it. Well, he was in good faith trying to renegotiate a contract, but they wanted to put strings on him. And he said, you know, I know what's going on. I know what's at stake. People need to hear the real news. Six figures to walk away from? He was having offers from other TV stations. But again, with strings. Ben Swan came on this network. Out of all the other networks that are out there, he chose us. Why? Because we're a free and open format. We don't restrict. We don't put strings on people telling them what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. So, you know, we've got people like yourself, Ben Swan, as you mentioned, Mike Rivero, you know, with Clint Richardson in the evening, with Corporation Nation. The sipping straw analogy I was giving you, that's what you're getting every place else, and you've got to suck real hard to get anything out of it. This network is literally like a fire hose, Bill.
It's like a shot glass with no bottom. Hang on. Hang on one more time, please, sir. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you own a gun, the attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearms legal defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Whew. Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
And welcome back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. Talking to John Stapp Miller about the fund drive that we're trying to facilitate to get RBN over the hump, because right now it is poised to be something altogether different that nobody's ever really seen, have they?
That's correct. Look, I'm going to get out of your hair here. I'm just going to ask your listeners, Bill, make an investment. Open your wallets. Open your purses. Give as much as you can right now to save the network that I've labored at for 10 years with one mission and one mission only, to educate people. We're in a whole lot of trouble. We got to do a whole lot of talking to a whole lot of people, and the way we're going to do that is keep expanding out. Once they hear it and once they get that little sip off of that fire hose, their life will never be the same. Bill Frady, I thank you so much, sir.
Well, see, it's, you know, John started this trend when he brought me here. He started getting better-looking hosts. He tried to equal me with Ben Swan, who is good looking, but he has hair. So, anyway, it was my pleasure, sir.
Roger that.
Roger that. Stay safe. I'll be in touch. There's the word. There's the word. You can make a difference. You can become a producer. This is what producers do. But you only have to be a producer one time. And that in and of itself makes it a self-perpetuating good thing. I have talked many times. Now, Kevin De Leon has stolen some of his thunder here recently because he's more idiotic than Leland Yee. But yesterday, Leland Yee, California State Senator Leland Yee, was arrested and charged with bribery and public corruption and gun running. This is the guy who has never seen a gun he likes. Oh, but except for these $2 million worth of guns that he was going to funnel. And these are true weapons intended for the military. He was caught gun running, specifically with Kwok Shung Shrimp Boy Chow, to illegally import firearms and sell them without a license. The affidavit charges that their $2 million worth of weapons was to have been secreted into the country from the Philippines, included rocket launchers and machine guns, some of which Yee himself had fired while on Mindanao. A portion of the weapons Yee conspired to bring into the U.S. through New Jersey. Wait a minute. Why are they going through New Jersey? That's the worst place to take a gun, let alone $2 million worth. How was that going to work? They were to have been forwarded on to North Africa via Sicily. There is a 154-page affidavit for all of the juicy details, but if it is possible to die from an overdose of having to eat crow, he needs to be put on suicide watch, old Senator Leland Yee. And this is, you know, this is indicative of this kind of mindset. You know, we look at the mayors against illegal guns. Most of those guys can't own a gun because of crimes they've committed or crimes that they just committed. Sometimes with guns. One of the mayors, to emphasize his point, decided to shoot a book, a phone book, I think, in the room he was in. You're going to listen to me, and you're going to listen to me, and I mean it. Bang! See that phone book? This is a mayor against illegal guns. And guess what he just did? He just created an illegal gun. Are you asking who I was talking about? Chinese triad, Kwok Shung Shrimp Boy Chow. That is not something that's on your menu. I had to get that in there before the show's over because this guy is a notorious gun grabber. He has been the thorn in the paw of California gun owners for years, if not, I mean, decades even. Decades. In Detroit, there has been another defensive gun use. Another citizen of Detroit has fatally shot two men he said was breaking into his West Side house in Dexter. There's a new thing happening in Detroit. Now, for a while, they've had concealed carry permits and everything else, but with the arrival of Police Chief Craig, who's actually gotten out there and publicly said, defend yourself. The criminals that are prowling for victims in Detroit are finding that which they fear the most. Armed citizens willing to open fire upon them. If that shooting that I just mentioned is ruled self-defense, that will bring to 10 the number of fatal self-defense shootings in the city since January the 1st. Now, what John was talking about when he was on here with me is the ideological taking back of America. These people are getting involved in violence taking back their city. Traditionally, they've had a very large percentage of justifiable homicide by citizens. In 2012, the last year for which national figures were available, there were 25 justifiable homicides in Detroit, which made up 8% of the 310 seen nationwide. Last year, there were 15 justifiable homicides in the city. Now, not everybody likes that. Reverend Barack Holmes of Diverse Deliverance thinks that this is horrific. He says it's horrific. What's going on in the city where people have to defend their homes with guns? No, sir, it is horrific that people, other people in the city think it is okay to kick in the door of a gun. Or, excuse me, kick in the door of a homeowner, and then it's a bad day when they, you know, actually breach that perimeter and they're looking at a gun. That's horrific. But, that's all predicated by them kicking in the door. It has nothing to do with the good people of Detroit. Detroit's, pretty awesome town. Detroit Police Sergeant Michael Woody said the homeowner heard a commotion near his side window about 10:30 a.m. Tuesday. The homeowner decided to go to the back door to see what was happening in his driveway. He spotted two men in their 20s, and a fight ensued. The homeowner reached for his handgun and opened fire, killing both. He had a concealed pistol license. The case is being forwarded to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office to determine if the shooting was justifiable or if charges will be filed. It is unclear if the two suspects were armed. It doesn't matter if they were armed. More people get beaten to death than shot with any rifle in the United States and killed being beaten to death. So having a gun is not germane. If you're in your home, if you're in your car, if you're on a sidewalk, you have the right to be secure in your person. And that means nobody, nowhere, at any time, ever, has the right to come up to you and go violent on you because you're wearing the coat they want, or you're wearing the shoes they want, or they want your debit card, or they want your money, or they want your necklace or your phone. Nobody has that right. Nobody. And in Detroit, they're proving it. They're not talking about it. I wonder how many of these people are Rick Ector products. Because that's all he does. Rick does not train for sport. Okay? He's not training people to stand in a lane and fire at a target 7 feet in front of them that only goes forward and backward. He's training people to gunfight. And guess what? With the training they have, people in Detroit are persevering. And guess what, racists? A lot of them are black. All of you race baiters and racists out there, a lot of them are black. Black Americans exercising the right they were born with, keeping the security of their person intact. Some of you may not like that. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Chief Craig said people who are faced with a dangerous situation are taking matters into their own hands. We're not advocating violence. We're advocates of not being victims. We're advocates of self-protection. We want people to be safe. Some of these guys see that they are facing an armed opponent, and yet they come on anyway. I mean, we saw that lady she was telling these guys, I got a gun. They kept kicking in the door. She fired. They went out the door. But then one of them wanted to go back in, and then she fired again. They go from being criminals to idiots. And that's how they end up dead, I guess. I don't know. We'll be right back. Last time today, I give it back to RBN on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. With a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
From out of the past, on a moon jet from out of bound, I try to relax.
Bill Frady, bald and dangerous.
And welcome back as we get ready to go away. One of the things I have not mentioned today is the Battle Comp Lock and Load promo, as my voice cracks. Battle Comp is very much behind the Brian Terry Foundation. And if you want to go to the Brian Terry Foundation and make a $100 tax-deductible donation to them, well, that's going to start a whole chain of events. Because what's going to happen if you do it and you want a Battle Comp, well, first you email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. Send me a copy of the receipt. Let me know what weapon you have or what Battle Comp you want to get. I forward that to John Stankiewicz at Battle Comp. John takes a Battle Comp, of which there are 20 left now. There was 22 yesterday. There's 20 left now. Puts my logo on it, and he ships that Battle Comp to you. And the net result is you get anywhere from $159 to $229, $249 worth of equipment for free. And it's a piece of equipment that once you add it to your weapon, it is going to change the very characteristic of the way that rifle fires. You can find details on it on the website. You can find it on my Facebook page. Go to Battle Comp. Take a look at it. I believe the website is Honor Brian Terry. Or you can search Brian Terry Foundation. Send me the receipt, your address, and which Battle Comp you want, and you're going to get a piece of equipment that even I will not have one of. I will not have one with my logo on it because I've already got a bunch of them, and they're still working. I don't need one. People of New Hampshire, I have no idea how many of you listen to me, but I'm here to tell you something. There's a guy named, right now he's one of your state senators. His name is Jim Rubens. And I've actually had a conversation with him. He wanted to ask me some things that might not meet the eye of the general practitioner in politics about the Second Amendment. He very heavily supports the Second Amendment, but he was looking for some argument points, which I provided to him. And now you've got this guy who was in Massachusetts who has gotten his carpet-lined bag together and is parachuting into your state because they didn't want a liberal light in the U.S. Senate. They wanted the real thing. So he's been voted out after 2 years in the U.S. Senate. And he's coming to your town because he wants to be your senator next. And I got to tell you, Jim Rubens, one of your state senators who wants to be your U.S. senator, passes the biggest litmus test of them all. He trusts you with a gun. Ask Scott Brown if he feels that way about it. Any politician that will trust you with a gun, believes in your gun rights unequivocally, and will get out there and start. I mean, he's doing a Second Amendment tour right now. This is somebody you guys need to get behind. Washington doesn't need old blood. They need new blood. And you have a chance, one, your senator that you've got in place right now, and I believe it's, her last name is Shaheen. Well, she voted for Obamacare, which is all kinds of pain. And you know that already. You have a chance to inject a true conservative who trusts you to carry a weapon and would do anything to protect that right. And yes, it may result in gridlock in the Senate, but guess who that stymies? Guess who that stymies? That's right. So you have this, don't pay attention to the media. I've been seeing how the GOP is trumping up Scott Brown as being the savior of New Hampshire or the savior of the U.S. Senate. That is not the case. You have a homegrown patriot right there in New Hampshire, and that is Jim Rubens. He's getting it all right. He's getting it all right. He trusts you, which is very important. That's empirically important. You have a chance to inject some new blood into it. So take that opportunity. We've got that opportunity here in South Carolina. And I don't know how that's going to play out, but I sure would like to see it play out the same way I'd like to see it play out in New Hampshire. As we get ready to go away, sort of sounded like Reagan did. Well, Andrew Cuomo's SAFE Act is about to descend fully into chaos. Two key portions of that SAFE Act are not ready to be implemented, and questions are being raised as to when they will be prepared. His SAFE Act requires that gun owners to recertify their permits every 5 years and mandates the creation of an ammunition database to keep track of ammo sales. The pilot program that was to begin the recertification process is in chaos. And the Washington Free Beacon found an email that showed that nearly two dozen meetings of this committee that's supposed to put this together has been canceled by the governor's office this year. Genesee County, one of the seven counties chosen to take part in the pilot, has withdrawn from the program. An email from the county clerk stated that they were informed on February 12th that the rollout of the recertification progress that was to begin on February 14th would be delayed. The email states, initially they indicated that it might be June or July. However, by the end of our conference call, they were stating it would probably be the fourth quarter of this year. Chaos. Six of the seven counties now have withdrawn from this. So that leaves one. Then to the ammunition sales database. They don't know when that's going to be online. The police superintendent told lawmakers in early February that the database would not be ready anytime soon. And as of this moment, they haven't gotten a vendor. They haven't hired a vendor to create this database. A lot of this is going to be put off until after the election. This is their thing. Okay, New York, don't be fooled by this. It is still out there. It is still simmering. Just like gun control was for Barack Obama, how he never mentioned it till the election was over. He mentioned it briefly in a debate with Mitt Romney. Maybe two sentences, but come, you know, November 7th comes and goes. We have Sandy Hook. Oh my gosh. Here he comes. And he's still pushing for it. He signed the UN Arms Trade Treaty. He wants you, me, and everybody else with a gun to be disarmed. And so does Andrew Cuomo. He doesn't think you belong in New York. So he's going to let these two things kind of slide right now until after the election. And he's thinking that you're stupid enough to forget about it. I just don't see that happen. I hope I'm right about that. I hope let me put it this way. He got out there and said that if you're pro-life, if you're pro-gun, if you think an assault weapon isn't an assault weapon, he listed a whole lot of criteria, that you guys don't belong in the state of New York. You guys are the state of New York. He's the guy that thinks he's a ruler. And to borrow a phrase that I really like, anybody that's out there trying to take your rights, folks, anybody that's out there trying to take your God-given rights, no matter which one they're looking at, whether freedom of speech, Second Amendment, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, Third, whatever it is, they are an enemy of the people. And Barack Obama, to get one thing right, you have the capacity to, with no violence associated whatsoever, to pay your enemy back, to punish him. And a politician like Cuomo, if you want to punish him far more than beating on him with a bow door or shooting at him or anything else, taking him out of power is the ultimate punishment. You don't believe me? Go and elect him and watch and see what happens. Watch and see the temper tantrum that ensues. And with that, we are done for the day. We'll do it again in about 21 hours. I want you to remember this and remember it very, 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 very carefully. It has never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.